As Sharon Noseworthy has aged, she's learned that giving really is better than receiving. Not only does the Zazz Bistro employee greet every customer with a smile, she spends part of her spare time spreading that same joy to those in need. Noseworthy's next volunteer effort will be on July 27th for a fundraiser between the local restaurant and 519 Community Collective. A bouncy castle, face painting, vendors and a 50-50 draw will take place in the restaurant's parking lot, with all proceeds going back to the not-for-profit that provides services such as free meals to the community's most vulnerable. "I'm excited," Noseworthy said of the fundraiser. "I help people here and there when I can. It's going to be great." Aside from monetary donations, a stuffy van-style collection is being set up where residents can donate everything from water and food to clothes and home appliances. Neighboring business Tops Market Family Farm is also raffling off a $75 gift basket. The support of Zazz Bistro owners and the work of Julie Sawatsky of 519 Community Collective is inspiring to Noseworthy. "It was a previous event the restaurant supported that inspired the idea for this fundraiser. She, Sawatsky, does so much for everybody," Noseworthy said. "When she came here to pick something up, I thought, look at the patio, let's do a fundraiser for you." Noseworthy's perspective has changed over the years due to life experiences like the recent loss of two people she was close to. She's now focused on giving back more than ever. "It's time to give back," she said. "You get older, it's time to make a difference. If everybody could do one nice thing here and there, it does make a difference." Something she's learned is that the people in need come from all different backgrounds. While volunteering at one of 519 Community Collective's meals a few weeks ago, someone came in that she knew, further emphasizing the importance of the work she's doing. "It's not what people visualize," she said. "There's elderly people pulling in baskets because they can't pay the rent. What do they do? Is it food or is it electricity? It's heartbreaking." As she hopes for good weather, Noseworthy would love for the community to come out for an afternoon of fun for a good cause. "I know it's the weekend and people like to go to the beach and stuff like that," she said with a smile. "Go to the beach in the morning and come here afterwards. Come for lunch." The fundraiser begins at 3 p.m. and runs until 7 p.m.